My name is Adam Amaya, A-D-A-M-A-M-A-Y-A. I'm recording an interview with...
Jose Manuel Villarreal II, J-O-S-E-M-A-N-U-E-L-V-I-L-L-A-R-R-E-A-L, Roman numerals 2.
And what city are you from?
Rio Grande City.
Okay. The date today is September 28th, 2024, and we're conducting this interview at John E. Connor Museum at Texas A&M University of Kingsville as part of the university's 2024 Tamalada Fest. So really quick, I'm going to conduct a series of questions. What do tamales mean to you?
Christmas.
Christmas. And why do you associate them with Christmas?
Cold weather, hot food. Okay. Always been that way.
And so the next question would be like the special memories, but then again, you already answered with Christmas, or do you have like any particular one that you would like to associate with?
We always ate them, but one time we made them, and that was the last time I ever made tamales by hand. It was so tedious.
A lot of work, right?
A lot of work.
A lot of work, agreed, yes. Do you remember like the steps that you used or anything, or how long ago was that?
You know, and this wasn't from scratch. This was back when I was, possibly in eighth grade. And we went to my mother's home economics class where they were going to teach us to make tamales. And I thought, yeah, you know, we always enjoy them for Christmas. And it's that time of year. I thought I'm going to at least once in my life do it. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's when I realized. And everything was pretty much pre-made. And still then... I was sick of it.
They just didn't come out particularly to your taste buds.
No, wasn't the taste. It was all that work.
Oh, okay.
All that work. So much work. And
it is.
I had an appreciation for it. Absolutely. I was like, no, whoever makes a living doing this, I will support them. I'll give you my money.
That's yes. They take a lot of work, actually. So how do you eat tamales?
I like them with salsas. I don't really eat them like a meal with things on the side. I really like the out of the ordinary, like venison, raisin, cream cheese.
Okay. So you just like just by themselves,
nothing else? By themselves, yeah. Maybe I'll add a sauce if there's a lot. But other than that, no, I don't consume it with anything, really.
Okay, and if you purchase tamales, do you have any traditions about where you purchase them?
Yeah, mom and pop shops. Yeah, I mean, if we were really desperate, maybe out of town, sure, we'll go to a gas station or HEB, but those tend to be meh.
Yeah. So you said you're from the Rio Grande Valley, right?
Mm-hmm.
So do you prefer, like in general, let's just say if you were to move, would you prefer to go ahead and stay and like go and like buy them from over there, or would you rather just try a different, because I know different areas have different like
ingredients. No question. I mean, I buy them right from the valley. I would make efforts to buy them from the valley, but I mean, if there's some in the area I'm now in, I definitely would give them a try. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And what is the most unusual tamale filling you've ever seen?
I wouldn't say filling, more like the preparation. I've had tamales where they used banana leaves. Mm-hmm. I thought that was very interesting, and I like those as well.
You like those? And what filling did you usually get with them?
I don't remember. The banana leaf just was a culture shock to me, like, oh, banana leaves. But the filling, mm-hmm. I couldn't recall, to be honest.
Have you ever had a corn in your tamales?
A kernel? Yeah. No. I don't. You know what? It's possible. It's possible with the banana.
Yes.
With the banana ones. Absolutely. Yeah. But that didn't upset me. I mean, I get more upset if I find a tiny bone in my chicken nuggets. But a corn or a chunk of it in tamales? Nah, that don't bother me.
Usually they use the banana leaf. From Latin America,
mm-hmm.
They'll put like corn to chicken. They'll mix everything together.
Mm-hmm.
I know that because usually that's like what they're taught over there. You know,
right.
So very different. Honestly, I understand what you mean by that. And then, you said that you had prepared them in eighth grade, but do you ever see yourself preparing them again, or just never? Like, you're just not gonna make them at all? Like, there's absolutely no...
I will make an exception if I ever have children of my own. Yes, I would absolutely make them again for them to experience it for themselves. And maybe they'll have, you know, a different attitude. Like, I love this. Why don't we do this every year? That's my nightmare. That's my nightmare. If I ever, because I want to do it at least once if I ever have children. But if they want to do it, if it becomes a tradition, like, oh boy. Well, they're going to do all the work. That's for sure.
Okay. Actually, that concludes our interview today. Thank you for coming in.
Oh, my pleasure.
You're thank you very much. Okay.